You're listening to SBS News.
The northern Scottish city of Aberdeen has been put into lockdown again after a coronavirus cluster was reported. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says all hospitality venues in the city were to be closed at the end of business on Wednesday. Those living in the area should not travel more than 5 miles unless for work or essential trips. People are being asked not to go into other houses. Ms Sturgeon says the cluster of 54 cases have been traced to a bar, but more than 20 other pubs and restaurants are involved.
This virus hasn't gone away. If you doubted that, then today we have evidence of how true that is. It is still out there, and it is still highly infectious, and it is still highly dangerous. The outbreak in Aberdeen is a sharp reminder of that. It shows what can happen if we let our guard drop, and it should serve as a warning to all of us. Just because many of the restrictions have been eased across the country doesn't mean we can simply go back to normal. We are still in a real daily battle with this virus, and so we must all continue to exercise extreme caution.
Argentina has come close to 4,000 deaths and exceeded 200,000 cases of coronavirus infections as it seeks to keep a lid on new cases. The coronavirus has also hit Argentina's economy hard, which had already been reeling in its third year of recession and at a time when it seeks to restructure $65 billion in debt. Paediatrician Carlos Camburian says the results that have been announced are lagging behind the true numbers.
Si bien hoy estamos contando nosotros 4,000 muertos,
although we are counting 4,000 dead, here we still have to count many people from hospitals who have yet to be tested. Today I was talking to a therapist, the head of an ICU ward, and he told me relatives do not want to take the bodies and much less funeral companies until they have the result of the test. So, that generates a bottleneck, because the results today are taking 4 or 5 days.
But the death toll in Argentina from COVID-19 is a far cry from the 95,819 in Brazil and the 20,007 in Peru. The French government has come under fire over its free-for-all COVID-19 testing policy as queues snaked out of some testing centres in Paris and at sites across the country amid a flare-up in infections. One leading federation of laboratories said an abrupt decree on July the 25th to make testing free of charge and without prescription piled pressure on at a time when many staff go on holiday. Laboratory biologist Adrienne Ruhui says a high demand without any strategy on who should be prioritised disadvantages those who need testing the most.
On ne peut pas dépister des patients qui viennent pour du confort.
We can't just test patients who come just for their comfort because it jams the production and the whole workflow. It generates delays in processing for patients who should receive the results as quickly as possible in order to break the chain of transmission.
Avoir des résultats le plus rapidement possible afin de pouvoir casser la chaîne de transmission.
Health Minister Olivier Véran says over the weekend the virus is no longer tracking us, we are tracking it. One of the more unlikely success stories of the pandemic is in Uganda. The East African country's crumbling public hospitals, doctor strikes and corruption scandals make its success in the fight against coronavirus all the more unlikely. But the nation of 42 million people has recorded just over 1,200 cases and 5 deaths since March, a strikingly low total for such a large country. The government acted quickly and enforced a very strict lockdown, although opposition leaders accuse the government of using the pandemic as an excuse to restrict political gatherings and arrest opponents. Pulmonologist Dr. Bruce Karenga says Uganda is no stranger to dealing with serious epidemics.
This is not the first time Uganda has created a learning experience for the world in terms of epidemic control. I told you the HIV story. Many people came here to Uganda to see how the country had contained the HIV epidemic. I told you about Ebola. Many people, we had many outbreaks of Ebola and we controlled all of them. And when this epidemic came to West Africa, many Ugandans actually were taken as experts to West Africa to help. Probably even for COVID. Of course, COVID, probably they will not take Ugandans. People may start to think, how do we use this Ugandan experience to help?
America's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has detailed how the coronavirus pandemic rapidly spread as public health experts like him faced death threats for proposing measures to resolve the crisis.
And, you know, getting death threats for me and my family and harassing my daughters to the point where I have to get security is just, I mean, it's amazing. I wouldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams that people who object to things that are pure public health principles are so set against it and don't like what you and I say.
Dr. Fauci says the elaborate plans to deal with the potential pandemic that were put in place in 2005 fell apart after President Donald Trump's administration declined to institute a unified national response to the pandemic by encouraging each state to chart its own course through the crisis. Michelle Williams from Harvard University's School of Public Health says the result was inevitable.
A virus 1,000 times smaller than a dust mote has humbled and humiliated the planet's most powerful nation.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.